Well, a public holiday in South Africa, but our Linda von Tilburg, who's based in the UK, is working today. And you've come across a really cool story, Linda. A bromance of note, and it's not Elon Musk and Donald Trump, but this time Cyril Ramaphosa has moved next to the richest man in the world. Just give us some background into what exactly is going on there.
Well, Cyril Ramaphosa is leading a delegation of dignitaries, including ministers. We see in the footage also our Minister of International Relations, which is Lamola. So they're going to attend the United Nations General Assembly, where Ramaphosa will also be addressing the Assembly. So his visit at the moment in New York will continue until the 30th of September, when South Africa will be having various meetings and, of course, this big speech of Ramaphosa. And interesting, he met the world's richest man, Elon Musk. Now, Elon Musk, as you know, his history in South Africa is a bit checkered. He, at one stage, was giving money to his old Pretoria Boys High School, but he didn't really engage fully. But we've recently also discovered a story of his mother, May Musk, you know, engaging in South Africa and, you know, helping to fund this grant at the University of the Free State. So this new, what was termed a bromance with Elon Musk, is really interesting. And they clearly seem in the footage that very at ease with each other. You know, they're talking about a visit to China, and Cyril is saying, thanks for coming up to my room. So, you know, that's where he met Musk, which tells me it's probably quite an impromptu meeting, the fact that it was just in his hotel room. And of course, everybody who was there, Lamola, and including Vincent Nguema, who is Ramaphosa's spokesperson, obviously jumped into the pictures. They all wanted to be filmed with them. So this is quite interesting, and South Africa's we'll be watching this to see if there's any development on the issues that has been raised with Musk, which is Starlink. You know, can we get Starlink? And also what is interesting, I think we should talk about also, Alec, is how more at ease Ramaphosa is at the moment when you see this engagement. You know, he's become really stiff, and some of the stuff is so defensive. And suddenly he doesn't seem to be like this anymore. So this link between him and Musk, which is already, you know, on social media, you know, a lot of people are talking about, is really interesting.
It is a wonderful development from a South African perspective. Not long ago, we also ran a piece about Cyril telling us that he wants Elon to come back to South Africa, come home, come and invest at home, not to come and live, but certainly to make an investment here. Starlink, as you say, has been widely reported that, which is part of Elon Musk's SpaceX operation, was not prepared to be involved in South Africa because of 30% BEE regulations. Well, it appears as though the benefits of this incredible product are now trumping the BEE regulation. So there's progress on that side too. But to see Cyril relaxed, as you say, surely this is something to do with he's now very much in his sweet spot in the government of national unity. He can get collaboration across different political areas. And perhaps it's a very good thing for the country. We're certainly seeing the rand strengthen. We're seeing South African shares getting better and lots of improvement in the business and consumer confidence indices as well, all flowing through after that result of the May the 29th election. You've been following politics a long, long time. It's almost like this South African president's got a new lease of life, Linda.
Absolutely. That's what I've noted too, because some people have been writing it about as well, that he seems to really enjoy the government of national unity, as though this burden has been taken away from him from this constant pressure on different things where he can maybe do what he does best, which is do deals. Not that he's Donald Trump, but, you know, negotiate. And it would be interesting what he can offer Musk, because Musk, I mean, dug his heels in and said, I am not going to give away 30% of my company or, you know, for this deal. So the question is, will there be an exception on the BEE rules? And, you know, what kind of door would that open? And if there is an exception, you know, that would also help not only the satellites, but also electric cars for South Africa, you know, for Tesla. which, you know, which is interesting. So the new Cyril is interesting to watch how more relaxed he is and how more comfortable he is. I mean, it is a known trodden path for him, you know, before he became president, to negotiate deals, to be, you know, you know, if you meet him, he's charismatic. But he wasn't in the last, you know, he just became withdrawn and defensive and not the guy he really is. So it does seem as though the government of national unity has given him more scope. And clearly, if he tries to get some exception for BEE for Starlink, you know, the DEA would support him all the way. He might, you know, he might get resistance, but it would be interesting to see how this develops. And yeah, and it's, you know, the fact that Ramaphosa these people release this footage, normally they don't. On this government, the GCIS, it's called the Government Communication Service. And what they normally do is release photographs, and lately they've been giving out these audio pieces. And now suddenly this video, so clearly they want this to be, you know, they want to give it to the world and show, look at this new, possibly new relationship.
It is interesting to have a look at the man next to Elon Musk, as you say, when they did the group photograph, and that was Ronald Lamola, who's a tall fellow, taller than Musk, as you can see.
It's funny that you say that. I just noted that too, that, you know, suddenly you see the height difference. I've seen him in the flesh, but it has been taken quite tall.
But when R.W. Johnson did a piece on Ramaphosa's successor, he said that during all the discussions around the government of national unity, something seemed to have passed most commentators by, and that is that Lamola has now been put into that position where he's very clearly Ramaphosa's successor or chosen successor. It doesn't mean that he's going to get the job when Cyril does leave, but it's certainly, this is further evidence that he's very much the favorite of the president. And looking at Elon Musk himself, as you say, he grew up in South Africa, went to Bryanston High first, and they treated him abominably. A couple of kids there put him in hospital for 10 days at the Sandton Clinic. That comes from his father, Errol. And then he transferred to Pretoria Boys, where he finished. And it was a very interesting story that they wrote to him and asked him to send money. And he sent them, I think, R1 million and said, this is on the condition that this is the last time you hear from me. And now we're going forward. I'm actually reading, interestingly enough, Walter Isaacson's biography of Elon Musk. And he was away from South Africa a long time. And then in 2016, he came back. So just before Cyril became the president of the ANC. And that kind of opened a door, it seems, to his old homeland and this toenadering, as we would call it in South Africa. But the point here is, it's not just him; it's almost a family affair. And you did that interview recently with the University of Free State on May Musk, on his mom. Just give us a short synopsis on that, because it has relevance if the family as a whole is starting to get a warmer feeling towards South Africa.
Well, May Musk did a master's degree at the University of the Free State, and I think what people forget that she is actually a nutritionist, and that was what she was studying there. So they really welcomed her, and what they eventually did, because her master's degree apparently was of such a high standard, they gave her a PhD, and then she came back and gave them this grant for students, you know, in her name, and she said she will support it until she stops working. I don't quite know what that means, but and they were really happy to be associated with it. And I kind of tried to get an interview with her, you know, with May Musk, but, you know, to get through her team is almost impossible. You don't get close to her. But, you know, it's interesting that she keeps on supporting, and she came over, you know, when it was announced, and it was nice for them, obviously, to put their face to it, and for students to know that, you know, the Musks are interested in South Africa. Because after that incident with Boy's Eye, as you said, you know, where he said, never approach me again, that's the condition. People would have thought, okay, you know, he's written them off, because he hasn't said very favorable things about South Africa, because he said he was bullied at school and he wasn't treated well. And, you know, so it's really interesting that Are the Musks re-engaging in South Africa? It does seem like it. And we know what kind of benefits would there be if, well, especially for Starlink. I mean, we need Starlink. We need Starlink for the rural areas and for everybody to be able to get access to, you know, to the internet.
Starlink is just the start. A couple of our colleagues here at BizNews who are based in Malawi have Starlink there. It costs 800 Rand a month, which is much cheaper than what you pay in South Africa for connectivity. And it's faster than most connections that you would be able to get in South Africa. So there's a definite value case here in this country. But that would be the beginning. What about the Motor Industry Development Program for Tesla? There is a Tesla operation in South Africa already that makes batteries. But and, if you get Elon reconnecting in the way that he appears to be doing at the moment with Cyril Ramaphosa, and remember, the two of them are both pretty close friends with China. Elon has that geopolitical affection with China, based on the fact that Tesla makes a lot of vehicles over there. So there are things happening that, of course, we will never know about. But it would have been lovely to have been a fly on the wall to hear what went on in those discussions. But your point being, they both look very relaxed in each other's company, very happy. And as a consequence of that, I suppose we could look forward to maybe something exciting happening into the future.
Definitely. We're definitely watching this.
Linda van Tilburg is our UK correspondent, and I'm Alec Hogg from biznews.com.